58-year-old Jan Long was indicted on federal charges this week for renting a duplex to drug dealers to use as a stash house. The grand jury indictment issued by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee charges Long and her husband Robert Bridges with knowingly renting their duplex to dealers who used it to store marijuana, powder and crack cocaine, as well as thousands of dollars in cash from drug sales. Assistant U.S. Attorney Dan Sanders says the apartment was the center of a drug ring that sold 10 to 15 kilos of drugs a month for more than a year. Sanders says the case highlights how vulnerable law enforcement officials are to the lure of the drug trade.
Police officers, federal agents, judges, prosecutors for that matter, it always happens. And because drugs are so cheap and relatively easy to get and there's a high profit margin in selling them, it's easy money. And some people get lured into doing that.
Sanders says there's no evidence Long got anything but rent from the drug dealers, but she allegedly tried to blackmail them by threatening to turn them in if they didn't give her a cut of the drug profits. Sanders says the dealers then began to threaten Long, and federal agents decided to make arrests before violence erupted.
There came a point where she should have known better what was going on up in that apartment, notified the police, or take some steps to stop what was going on, and she didn't do that. Not until after she was in too deep.
If Long and the drug dealers who used her apartment are convicted, they could face even longer terms in prison because the apartment is within 1,000 feet of two schools. Federal law includes sentence enhancers for selling drugs that close to a school. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.